The following is provided through the IAAIS Program Share Service.
Welcome to this week's Soap Opera Digest. I'm Virginia Voice volunteer Pete Peek, reading today from the January 27th, 2025 issue of Soap Opera Digest to keep you up to date on all of your favorite characters and soap opera news. In our first story today, General Hospital spoilers promo for the week, Someone Murdered My Daughter by Diane Brunstein. Is there a problem? The action in this General Hospital spoilers preview for the week of January 27th opens up at the Quartermain Guesthouse. Chase is there visiting Willow when he gets a notification on his phone. My results are in, he tells her. Being the medical professional in the room, Willow takes a look at what they say, reading her reaction to the email. Chase asks, what's wrong? The tough question. With her daughter finally out of her 4-year coma, Laura finally seems to be spending some quality time with Lulu. The conversation must lean toward Lulu's past and her current feelings because her mother asks, you're still in love with Dante, aren't you? Per usual, Lulu looks ready to deflect, but will her mother really sit back and let her avoid the pressing question? The shocking answer, if Lulu does still love Dante, she may want to give him time. He's still in mourning over his fiancée, Sam's passing. While he continues to wonder how she could be gone so soon, Sam's mother and sister are about to get some answers. What happened to Sam wasn't a mistake, begins Portia, as Alexis and Molly look at her quizzically. It was intentional, adds Portia, shocking them both with a truth bomb about what happened. Alexis looks like she's just been sucker-punched. Someone murdered my daughter, she asks. The tone with which Alexis asks should have the actual murderer quaking in his boots. In our next story, the Young and Restless spoilers for the week, Trust Me, This Ain't Over, by Diane Brunstein. Breaking news, the action in this Young and Restless spoilers preview for the week of January the 27th makes it clear that no one should take a sigh of relief just because the problem of Jordan has been solved. Instead, even more mayhem has been unleashed as the promo opens up at the ranch. Victor and Claire talk with Victor about what happened with Claire's crazy aunt. Jordan's gone. Isn't that all anyone needs to know? Victoria asks her father. Victor has big news for his daughter. Trust me, this ain't over, he bellows, as only the great Victor Newman can. And he's absolutely right about that. Missing persons alert. Up next, Nick rushes through Sharon's front door, all guns blazing. He's received word about trouble, and as always, he's there to try to lend a helping hand. Are you sure Tessa and Aria are missing, he asks, ready to spring into action. A frazzled Mariah tells him and Sharon, they weren't upstairs when I got home, and I can't find them anywhere. Tessa isn't answering her phone. She practically breaks down in tears right there. In our next story today, the Days of Our Lives spoilers promo for the week, Parties, Sexcapades, and a Wedding by Diane Brunstein. Winter wedding is coming. In the promo for the week of January 27th on Days of Our Lives, spoilers open up with Stephanie welcoming the mayor to Jada's bachelorette party shenanigans. Someone told me there's a party, announces Paulina, carrying a bottle of booze in each hand. Stephanie's apartment is decorated for the occasion, and it looks like Belle and Jada are already having fun. Jello shots are being downed, dancing is happening, and the ladies are bouncing around. There's even a blow-up doll that has Chanel's attention. What are you looking at, she asks, obviously already well into the liquor supply. The night before parties, Raffi's wild and crazy bachelor party is being held at an empty Brady pub with Johnny, EJ, Steve, Sean, and Javi, and there is a woman present dancing for them. Over at the ladies' party, one of the games at the girls' night has Stephanie reading a card that says, name a hookup you regret, with Belle sighing. Back with the guys, tensions rise as Raffi asks Steve, You trying to start something with me, Patchy? The other guys try to calm him down. Whoa, says Steve. After the parties, things heat up between JJ and Gabby, but there aren't the only ones. At the small bar, a dancing Chanel finds Sean and she says, "Who knows where the night will take us?" And then she starts kissing him. Marlena walks in on EJ and Belle and says, "How could you do this?" as EJ's mouth falls open. The big day arises. Jada confides in Stephanie when she tells her bestie, "Something has been really off with Raffi lately." Meanwhile, back in the Demira Mansion's secret room, Raffi is freaking out. "Jada thinks she's marrying me." We see visuals of the wedding beginning as Paulina tells Kayla, "They're going to get hitched without a hitch." But as she says that, the looks between Jada and Raffi tell a different story. Will it happen? See it all for yourself in the video. Let us know what you think in the comments section. In our next story, the tune-in alert, the bold and beautiful spoilers for the week. You know why, Poppy? By Diane Brunstein. A special day. The action in this bold and beautiful spoilers preview for the week of January 27th begins in the Forrester Mansion's living room, where Steffi is sitting on the couch with her coffee and her parents, and they're looking happier than ever, with Ridge having his arm around Taylor. Both acknowledge that a special day is coming up for their daughter. Taylor offers, "Your anniversary?" Ridge concurs, "Yeah." Steffi smiles and shrugs, "I am looking forward to being with my husband." A paternity puzzle. At the hospital, Lee is more confused than ever. She knows that Tom Starr is not the niece's father. She also knows that her ex-husband, Jack, is not her father either. After years of assuming that her sister Poppy had an affair with her then-husband and he was the father of Luna, to now know that he isn't the girl's father has Lee's head swirling as she talks it out with her son, Finn. "We're still left with a mystery. Who's Luna's father?" asks Lee, as Finn seems to have a few thoughts of his own bouncing around in his head. A promise? Luna is still serving time in Bill's mansion since he couldn't bear to think of her being beaten up by other inmates in prison. "We understand each other. I think I can help," says Luna as a skeptical Bill looks at her. What kind of help is she thinking she can offer? Dollar bill of all people? Tough question. Finn is in his office and he is questioning his aunt. "You need to be honest with me," he tells Poppy. "Why are you asking these questions?" she shoots back at him. "You know why, Poppy?" he tells her as the camera cuts to the close-up after the close-up of a very intense-looking Finn. See it all for yourself in the preview this week. Let us know what you think in the comments section. In our next story today, record this, your handy guide to the soaps of the week of January the 27th, by Michelle Parkerton. From The Bold and Beautiful, as Sheila forces a run-in with Jack and Poppy at the El Gardino on Monday, January 27th, Steffi gets supported by Taylor and Rich over family problems with the Finnegans. On Tuesday, January the 28th, Lee vents to Finn her concern regarding Jack's infidelity, while Ridge and Taylor make it all about family for Steffi and Finn. Finn receives a revealing backstory while dealing with the dilemma between Poppy and Lee, and Luna and Bill get honest about parentage and family on Wednesday, January the 29th. On Thursday, January the 30th, urges Steffi and Daphne to keep it clean with Carter and Hope. With Steffi's approval, Daphne Rose puts her charm, magic, and nose to work with Forrester Creations and Carter Walton on Friday, January the 31st, the Raffi escapes from prison. From the Days of Our Lives, as Brady and Kristen frantically search for their daughter on Monday, January the 27th, Rachel strikes a deal with the mysterious woman in whites that she's met. Raffi and Jada spend a night celebrating their upcoming wedding with dueling bachelor parties on Tuesday, January the 28th, while Steve has some words of advice for his daughter, Stephanie. Marlena gets an eyeful when she walks in on Bill and EJ on Wednesday, January the 29th. And Kristen fills in Johnny on some of Demira family's twisted history. On Thursday, January the 30th, Arnold, pretending to be Raffi, backs Javi into a corner, forcing him to keep a secret, while EJ taunts the real Raffi as fake Raffi and Jada's wedding begins Friday, January the 31st. The real Raffi escapes from prison. Will he get his bride in time? From General Hospital this week, on Monday, January the 27th, Lucky and Elizabeth take a risk. Anna sees Jason in a new light. Laura confides in Lulu. Christina is suspicious. And Tina and Curtis form a plan. Alexis is left reeling on Tuesday, January the 28th. Trina encourages Kai. Carly receives a warning. Anna confronts Emma. And Chase has news for Brooklyn. On Wednesday, January the 29th, Dante is horrified. Tracy and Martin have a run-in. Cody is blindsided. Brooklyn ponders her next move, and Sasha opens up to Jason. Carly and Brennan get closer on Thursday, January the 30th. Lulu confides in Maxie. Molly and Christina are stunned. Dante briefs Chase, and Cody jumps to conclusions. On Friday, January the 31st, Rick and Ava make a plea. Dante confronts Anna. Brooklyn seeks out Cody. Laura gives Lulu food for thought, and Brad makes an outrageous request. From The Young and Restless this week, on Monday, January the 27th, Victor covers up a secret to protect his family. Mariah worries about Tessa's safety, and Sharon reflects on her past mistakes. Victor puts Ian Ward in the hot seat on Tuesday, January the 28th. Michael takes on a dangerous assignment, and Sally works her magic to impress Billy. On Wednesday, January the 29th, Victor vows to stop Ian at all costs, leading to a shocking turn of events. The Newmans recover from a volatile situation on Thursday, January the 30th. Chance uncovers the truth, and Mariah's world is rocked. Chelsea takes a risk with Adam on Friday, January the 31st, and Daniel learns the truth about Heather's death, and Kyle pushes Claire to come clean. In our next story today, a tune-in alert. Justin Diaz, multiple Daytime Emmy winner, joins The Locker Room by Diane Brunstein. Daytime veteran actor Justin Diaz joins The Locker Room on Friday, January the 24th at 3 p.m. to kick off the celebration of Guiding Light, which premiered on the radio 88 years ago prior on January 25th, 1937. The six-time Daytime Emmy winner played Buzz Cooper from 1993 until the CBS soap opera went off the air in September 18th, 2009. From memory lane, Diaz's legendary career spans decades in daytime television and theater. His career began with the role of Dr. Bucky Carter on Ryan's Hope from 1975 to 1978. But it was in 1981 when he was cast as Tom Hughes on the As the World Turns that he found a role that would literally change his life. It was there that he met his future wife, Margaret Colin, who played opposite him as Margot Montgomery. Their characters tied the knot in 1982, while he and Colin went on to marry on January 23rd, 1988, and welcomed two sons. He left the show in 1984, and for his work as Tommy, he was nominated twice for a Daytime Emmy in the Outstanding Supporting Actor category in 1981 and 1984, the year he won in 1984. NBC Santa Barbara followed in 1986, where he played Keith Timmons until 1988. Three more consecutive Daytime Emmy nominations would follow in the same category, and Diaz took home the trophies in 1988 and 1989. More Daytime Emmy recognition followed when he was cast as Frank Buzz Cooper on GL, with him winning the Daytime Emmys for Supporting Actor in 1994 and Outstanding Lead Actor in 1995 and 1997. He was also nominated again in 2005 in the Outstanding Supporting Actor category. Outside of daytime, in 1989, he was cast as a regular on the primetime show Studio 5B. He played Clyde in the TV movie Montana with Gina Rowlands and Richard Crenna and Lee Thompson in 1990. Episode appearances on primetime would follow, like Jake and the Fat Man and Nighttime Cafe. After GL went off the air, he appeared in other projects like Rock Story with Eric Roberts and, in 2019, American Criminal, which reunited him with his former ATWT co-star Colleen Zink. With his unmatched talent and captivating performances, Diaz has made a lasting impact on viewers. Don't miss the special episode as Guiding Light's incredible legacy is honored and relived as Diaz's extraordinary journey and hear behind-the-scenes stories, including how daytime TV shaped his career and personal life. In our next story today, in the soaps, a new feature documentary to explore the Bell family dynasty by Diane Brunstein. Fans are going to get the opportunity to see inside the Bold and Beautiful in a whole new way when award-winning director Matt Wolff helms a new feature film-length documentary called Soaps for Amplify Pictures. It will focus on William J. Bell, creator of B&B and Young and Restless, along with his wife, Lee Philip Bell, and their family, which includes B&B's current executive producer and head writer, Bradley Bell. Inside Soaps, Variety broke the news and spoke with the production company's CEO, Joe Lewis, who told the site, "Soaps have built universes that generations have escaped into, but the world behind the camera is just as fascinating as the drama on screen. Matt's films uniquely explore the intersection of creativity and legacy, and we're thrilled to work with him on an epic look at this significant but often overlooked cultural institution." Wolf's previous films include the upcoming Pee-wee as Himself two-part documentary for HBO about actor Paul Rubens, who created and played the beloved character. That documentary will premiere at the Sundance Film Festival. The director also produced HBO's Emmy-nominated film The Stroll, which is about New York's meatpacking industry and its history from the point of view of a transgender sex workers. In preparation for Soaps, Wolf visited B&B and told Variety he was blown away by the Herculean effort that goes into bringing these stories to life. Wolf also told the site how welcomed he felt by the show's cast and crew, as well as the Bell family. If Soap's loyal fan base is wondering just what to expect, B&B supervising producer Casey Kasperic gave a hint about the project by teasing, "Stay tuned, B&B fans. There's an exciting documentary taking you inside the Bold and Beautiful like never before." There is no word about when the fans can expect to see the finished documentary, but stay tuned. We'll let you know as soon as we know. In our next story today, casting news, comings and goings, the latest cast changes. Who's coming? From The Bold and Beautiful, Lee, played by Naomi Matsuda, has reignited the question of who her niece Luna's biological father is and confronted her sister Poppy about whether Poppy's pregnancy was the result of an illicit hookup between Poppy and Jack, Lee's estranged husband. Now it's time for her to question the man himself, Jack, who King began playing in July of 2021, last appeared in July of 2024. Of his return, King wrote on his official Instagram page, "So grateful Jack is back. A lot of mayhem will ensue on your screens over the next few days, and happy we're able to shoot these scenes before the recent Los Angeles catastrophes." From the Days of Our Lives, Rosalind Gentle, the woman in white. The actress is new to the show, but is she playing the woman in white, a.k.a. Rachel Blake, Kristen's mother, or who haunted Aramid and supposedly died in 1996, or simply a woman in white? The character of Rachel was played by Pat Delaney from 1995 to 1996. If Gentle looks familiar, you may know her from recurring roles as a juror on American Crime Story and Mrs. Fitzherbert on Picnic at Hanging Rock, as well as recent appearances as Judge Linda Franklin on The Young and Restless in 2023 and on SWAT in 2024. Enthused, Gentle on Instagram, entering the DOOL world, but who am I? Watch and see. From General Hospital, Chad Duell, who plays Michael Corinthos, fans have known this day was coming since Daytime Emmy winner Duell announced in November of 24 that he had decided to exit the show. Barring a last-minute preemption, the actor puts in his latest GH appearance on Tuesday, January the 21st. Duell's Port Charles debut took place on April the 10th in 2010 after he was tapped to succeed Dew Garrett in the pivotal role of Carly's firstborn. In breaking the news of his impending departure, Duell shared on Instagram, "After many incredible years with General Hospital, I've decided to step away from the show. This wasn't an easy decision for me, but it feels like the right time in my life. I'm beyond grateful to the executive producer Frank Valenti and the cast and crew and everyone behind the scenes who have been like family to me throughout this amazing journey. To all of the fans, thank you from the bottom of my heart for your unwavering support and for letting Michael Corinthos be a part of your lives," Valenti said in the post to X. Shortly after Duell's announcement, "There are no plans to recast his role at this time, but you never know in the daytime soaps." From the Alumni Report, Daytime Emmy winner A. Martinez, the ex-Eduardo Hernandez from Days of Our Lives, revealed that the new season of Dark Winds will premiere on the March 9th on AMC and AMC+. Susan Lucci, the ex-Erica Kane from All My Children, will make her off-Broadway debut in Joy Behar's My First Ex-Husband. The Daytime Emmy-winning actress will be in the play from February the 26th to March the 23rd and will work alongside fellow AMC alumni Tonya Pinkins. Jeffrey Vincent Praise, the ex-Carlos Rivera Joe Rivera from General Hospital, has booked a role on ABC's High Potential. It airs January the 21st. Corbin Burnson, the ex-John Durant from General Hospital, ex-father Todd Williams from Young and Restless, and Eric Nelson, the ex-J.R. Chandler from AMC, have joined the cast of the horror film The Yeti. Jordana Brewster, who played the ex-Nikki Munson as The World Turns and the ex-Anita Santos from AMC, will be one of the guest stars on the new season of CBS Elsbeth, which premieres on January the 30th. In memoriam, David Lynch, the visionary writer-director who co-created, wrote, and directed Twin Peaks, died on January the 15th at the age of 78. Lynch appeared in Twin Peaks, which ran on ABC from 1990 to 1991 and had a 2017 revival on HBO, in the role of FBI Deputy Director Gordon Cole. Series star Kyle MacLachlan, who played Dale Cooper, posted a touching homage to Lynch on Instagram, writing, "I owe my entire career and life, really, to his vision. Our friendship blossomed on Blue Velvet and then Twin Peaks, and I always found him to be the most authentically alive person I'd ever met. While the world has lost a remarkable artist, I've lost a dear friend who imagined a future for me and allowed me to travel in worlds I could never have conceived of on my own." Ian Buchanan, who was the ex-Dude Lavery from General Hospital, who played Dick Tamayan on Twin Peaks, wrote on X, A very sad day, dear David. Buchanan told Soap Digest in 2020 that what stood out about his time on the groundbreaking primetime soap was Lynch himself. He particularly still stands out. I had a very interesting relationship with him. He only ever calls me by character names. The first time I worked with him, I did a Calvin Klein obsession campaign with Lara Flynn Boyle, and that's when he asked if I wanted to play a dick, and I said, sure. In real life status, another loss. On his official Blue Sky account, Eric Braeden, who plays Victor, confirmed when he was asked about her follower, that on-screen daughter Amelia Heine, who plays Victoria, also lost her home to the L.A. fire, saying, the extent of this disaster is unimaginable. From the health report, Colin Egglesfield, who is the ex-Joshua Madden from All My Children, who has twice battled testicular cancer, shared on his social media that he has been diagnosed with prostate cancer. The actor wrote, this is another opportunity to decide who I choose to be in the face of uncertainty and challenges in my most recent cancer diagnosis. Thankfully, we caught my prostate cancer early, and after a year of doing a lot of research and talking to quite a few healthcare professionals, I elected to be proactive and have surgery. He went on to express his gratitude for the support and care he had received at the City of Hope Cancer Center in Phoenix, Arizona, adding, and thank you to everyone else who has supported me and extended their well wishes. I feel it each day, and I'm getting healthier and stronger. I'm still a bit sore, but I'm still making progress, and I am determined to come back stronger and healthier than ever, especially with the help of my sexy walker. Susan Sullivan, the ex-Lenora Curtin from Another World, gave an update on her health on her official X page, formerly Twitter, and what I struggle with health-wise, lung cancer, and now lymphoma, has deepened my compassion for others. And in our final story today, some industry news. Daytime Makes a Difference Zoom, which was co-hosted by General Hospital stars Josh Kelly, who plays Cody, and Bradford Anderson, who plays Spinelli, had many soap stars talking about their experience during the Los Angeles fires and what they love about their city this past Sunday. The event raised $28,875 for three different charities: the World Central Kitchen, the Pasadena Humane Society, and the Los Angeles Fire Department Foundation. Anderson posted on Instagram, "We are so grateful to everyone that bought tickets, all of the actors that joined, and all of the people that got the word out. Thank you for making today so successful." Thank you for joining me today for Soap Opera Digest. I'm Pete Peake for the Virginia Voice. This program is also available on demand at www.virginiavoice.org.